This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
All right, welcome back to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Trivia Friday it is on AFR. Thank you for listening to American Family Radio. We do this show, well, we kind of give it away because we call it Trivia Friday. And so we do it on Fridays, have a lot of fun, and do a lot of learning. And we hope that you enjoy this program as well. Many of you, a lot of you do, because you write us and tell us so, or we're out speaking and traveling the country. People come up and say, hey, listen, I love the Trivia Friday shows. We're going to continue to do this. Let's repeat our questions, gentlemen.
All right, here's what I have left. The first one's a Bible question. A red letter edition of the Bible has the words of Christ in red. How many books in the Bible actually have the words of Christ in red? Second question, a person from Kansas is called a Kansan. What do you call a person from Nevada or Nevada, whichever
you know, that's a good question. I've never heard that.
I've got a whole list of these, and every once in a while I throw them in. So.
Okay.
And then third question.
Not gambler.
No, I don't gamble about it.
I'm betting somebody's going to know the answer to that.
Third question, on what continent does the aardvark live? And I'm, of course, talking about in its natural habitat, not in a zoo or any other exhibit.
So the aardvark, there's a place on the planet where he hails from.
Yes.
Or she.
Native to
right. We want to know
continent?
Where that is, what continent, the aardvark. Go ahead, JJ.
Here's what I've got.
Yeah.
The names Rich Froning, Matt Fraser, and Katrin David's daughter are associated with what fitness movement? Associated with what sport? Second question, a new one. How many feet is a fathom? How many feet is a fathom?
That's a good question.
And then I'll add one more multiple choice. If you suffer from pantherophobia, pantherophobia, what do you fear?
Pin there?
What did you say? Pen?
Pin there.
Yeah, pen, P-E-N.
P-E-N. Okay.
Pantherophobia, what do you fear? A, your mother-in-law, B, being in a cage, or C, a leaky pen. Pantherophobia, if you suffer from that, what do you fear? Your mother-in-law, being in a cage, or a leaky pen?
And so that begins
multiple choice.
P-E-N. I thought you were talking about pintheria, P-I-N, which is a fear of getting spammed by Pinterest, which is what happens to me in my email. You go on Pinterest one time, and it's over.
Right. They got a word for everything, don't they?
I think so.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well, all right. I got two questions left. That's all I got. One's a new one. No, both of them are new because my three have been answered. My original three. When did the my two questions. One is, when did the American Civil War end? What year would that have been? The American Civil War ended in what year? And number two, from the world of childhood fantasy, what did the crocodile swallow in Peter Pan?
Good question.
Good question.
What did the crocodile swallow in the book, and I later became a movie, Peter Pan? All right, back to the phones, Ed.
Back to the phones we go. We go to Ohio, and Teresa is on the line. Teresa, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello, how are you?
Doing fine.
Hey, Teresa, what part of Ohio are you calling from?
Delaware.
Okay. Delaware is a town, by the way, for those outside of Ohio.
She's Delaware, not confused. Ohio.
All right.
Hey,
I'm
you want to ask, answer?
I'm not asking or answering. I need a favor.
You need
All right.
Are you stuck?
I need a favor. Trump is coming into Delaware, Ohio tomorrow, and he was coming to the fairground. However, they've moved the location to Orange NG School, and the word's not getting out real well. And I'm afraid that a lot of people aren't going to get there on time.
What Teresa's saying is President Trump is coming to her community for a rally tomorrow, you said?
Yes, tomorrow. The doors open at 3:30, and you can get in at 6, or he comes at 6:30 p.m. And but it was going to be held at the Delaware County Fairgrounds, and I guess they had so much of a response, they're changing it to the Orange Ontangi High School.
And okay.
Center, and I just want to see if maybe you can help me get the word out.
Well, you just did.
Great.
You just did, and I know we have people who listen, you know, that can drive there, too, from
right.
Kentucky and Indiana and all around.
Hey, Teresa, I want to ask our Ohio listeners and some of the border states, will you please put that on your Facebook page and social media, Instagram, and I'm not catching that orange. What is that again? Can you say that a little more slowly?
Yeah, it's Ontangi Orange High School.
Okay, all right.
Or it might be Orange Ontangi
I'm sure
High School. I don't know which.
All right, well, Teresa, we got it.
Teresa
from Ohio calling in. President Trump, did she say tomorrow?
Tomorrow, Saturday, the doors open at 3, and it's probably the Secret Service they have to do, and then it starts at 6. But he was going to be at the fairgrounds, but now he's going to be at the high school. Those of you, especially in Ohio, you can quickly find
that
information.
What, you know, the hosting the president in an outdoor venue would probably be a Secret Service nightmare.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I agree.
By fairgrounds, I'm assuming she probably meant outside.
Up on the stage.
And they moved it inside, which is much more manageable for security.
Right. I agree.
All right. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We go next to?
Well, we go to Texas, and Orban is on the line. Orban, welcome to the program.
Well, good morning right back at you, profs. Y'all are doing a good job today, loud and clear.
Thank you for your honesty, Orban.
We like to think we do, do a good job and try our best for the people out there.
For the students.
Yeah. Orban, you want to ask, answer, or do both, my friend?
I want to do both.
Which one you feel most confident about? Because your family and friends are listening.
Okay, first of all, let me tell you, I wear my T-shirt to Walmart and play my harmonica, and I get a lot of responses in there. Oh, I listen to Trivia Friday, too.
Oh, that is awesome.
Orban,
that made our day. We appreciate that, my friend. You play the harmonica at Walmart?
I sure do. Every time I go in there and go shopping, I play old cowboy songs with my learning T-shirt on, and everybody comes up to me. We appreciate that music, and I listen to that, too.
Wow.
Hey, awesome. Orban, you didn't ask for this tip, but if you're going to stand on the sidewalk outside of Walmart playing the harmonica, don't have a harmonica case open. Get you a guitar case and open that up so there'll be more room for them to throw change in.
Yeah.
Hey, Orban, I got to quit. You got your harmonica handy?
Yeah, I do.
All right, I'm going to ask you to give us about 30 seconds of something.
Okay, I'm going to give you an old cowboy jingle and see if you can hear it.
All right.
It's an old movie you used to watch in the old days.
Yeah.
See if you can think of this theme song. It goes like this. You know that one?
It made me wish I was on a merry-go-round or carousel.
I think that's open for Stairway to Heaven. What song was that?
It was supposed to be Paladin.
Okay.
That's an old Western television show, isn't it?
It sure is.
Okay.
It sure is.
That's from
the 50s.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Orban, what a treat. Hey, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, Todd, with that jingle he did a while ago, you know, it reminded me of the Betty Butter one you asked me to do last time. I want to ask you guys one, if it's all right.
Yes, sir.
Sure.
I want to see if y'all can finish this jingle. It's an old commercial, and I'll bet you y'all can finish it. So clear your throats and get ready. And like you're saying, Learning University, I want you to finish the jingle when I get through. When the minute I quit, you finish the jingle. Are y'all ready?
All right.
Ready.
Okay. Get ready, get set, go. He's got go power. There he goes.
He got go power. There he goes. I don't know. Do you guys know that one?
No, I'm stumped.
You got me, okay. Orban. Do you know, Tim?
Okay. I thought you know it. It goes, he's got go power. There he goes. He's feeling his Cheerios.
Oh, I didn't know. An old Cheerios commercial.
When was that from, Orban?
Oh, probably way back in the 60s, maybe.
I just don't remember that one.
I was just a young feller. Maybe that's why I don't remember.
So. Cheerios, that was the Cheerios advertisement.
Well, I think right after the jingle, he'd say, that's great.
All right, Orban, thank you, brother. Have a good one. That's some good trivia
good
there.
Good trivia.
I just people remember where they were when things happened that were national tragedies.
Yeah.
And I remember where I was, which aisle I was on. When I learned that they were no longer making Kellogg's honey cornflakes.
And you remember where you were? No, I remember that really.
Because I was a regular customer
right.
every year. And, yeah. You know, love that. You know, cornflakes were made with honey.
Honey cornflakes? I don't remember them
man,
doing that.
They were, well, honey they did. Flakes. And then all of a sudden I went one day and, you know, to and there they weren't there anymore. And they said they stopped making them. And
you can tell it weighs on you.
It was a dark day.
And Ed, I don't want to put any guilt trip on you, but you talked about how you didn't even know that was a product.
Yeah.
It's because of people like you that they quit.
No, that's
it's your fault, Ed. You and
I have flashbacks
like
because we don't have enough various types of cereal.
Well, that's why you know I thought, is there not room on the shelf anymore
for honey
cornflakes?
Honey cornflakes.
I just didn't know.
Serious? There used to be
I never got an answer. I called Kellogg's out like 10, 12 times. they finally had the law call me, told me it's going to cut it out.
Stop harassing.
Cease and desist. They've got a restraining order out for you.
But anyway, I don't like.
You don't like to think about it.
No, that's
you know,
painful. Yeah, let's move on.
Okay.
All right, let's repeat our questions real quickly.
For the last time?
For the last time, yes.
All right, here are my three. A red letter edition of the Bible has the words of Christ in red. How many books in the Bible actually have the words of Christ in red? Second question. A person from Kansas is called a Kansan. What do you call a person from Nevada? And then third question, on what continent does the aardvark live in its natural habitat?
The names Rich Froning, Matt Fraser, Katrin David's daughter are associated with which sport, or maybe better, which fitness, popular fitness movement? Second, how many feet is in a fathom? Third question, multiple choice, if you suffer from pantherophobia, what do you fear? A, your mother-in-law? B, being in a cage? Or C, a leaky pen?
your mother-in-law.
All right, your mother-in-law?
Whether it's true or not, that's funny that it's one of the choices.
So I pulled up, I typed in Kellogg's Cornflakes Honey, and Ed can verify
yes,
this.
Yes, it does. It says this item is no longer
It went to
no
the Walmart.com. It goes to Walmart.com. It says Kellogg's Cornflakes cereal, you know, honey. It says this item is no longer available. So
it chokes you up, doesn't
Tim,
it,
there
Tim?
Are some preppers that have a couple of boxes of that in their, out there in their storm shelter.
And for $300.
Yeah.
I bought a bunch for Y2K, but I just I gave them away after that.
Yeah.
So, anyway. All right, my questions are, when did the Civil War end? What year? The American Civil War, when did it end? And number two, what did the crocodile swallow in Peter Pan? What did the crocodile swallow in Peter Pan?
Good questions. We got
about 10, 11 more minutes, Ed. Let's go back to the phone.
What do you say we go to Kansas? Let's go to Kansas. Ruby is on the line.
Call them Kansans.
That's right.
Right, Ed?
That's right. Ruby, welcome to Trivia Friday.
I'm excited to be here.
Well,
all right.
Last September.
We like that kind of enthusiasm, Ruby. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I guess I'll do both, but all my questions were answered, so I'll just try one.
All right. Which one do you want to try?
The Peter Pan one.
The what?
Peter Pan.
Right, the Peter Pan one, Tim. Here's the question.
All right, Peter Pan question. What did the crocodile swallow in Peter Pan?
Was that the mean captain's arm?
I may have swallowed that too, but that isn't the answer I got.
Yeah, it actually did take Captain Hook's hand.
When he swallowed this particular item?
I think so. I know what the answer is.
You do know? Okay.
What else did the crocodile swallow? Do you remember, Ruby?
No, I haven't seen that movie in forever.
Okay. Well, keep listening, because we will, if nobody gets it, we will give the answer before the end of the show. So you have a question for us?
Yeah, this has, where the term shotgun comes from.
Shotgun?
Right? Shotgun, like right. Riding shotgun?
Right.
Yes.
This kind of has that same era time.
Yes, Ruby, it was the stagecoach days, and the stagecoach driver would drive, and the guy sitting beside him would have a shotgun for outlaws and Indians that would attack along the way.
Right, that's right.
Was that your question?
Not exactly. It kind of pertained to the same kind of era.
Okay.
And since it's a family show, we'll clean it up. The saying, I'm so poor, I don't have a pot to use.
Right.
Familiar, so where'd that one come from?
I'm familiar with that expression.
Well, that was back when they had, we're going to talk amongst ourselves, Ruby, so don't say yes or no.
Okay.
They used to have a chamber pot, right? They used to have a chamber pot.
They didn't have indoor plumbing, and so they had
a pot to use when they had to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night. Isn't that
where
that comes
from? Yeah, that's
right. That's our guess, Ruby, was about a chamber pot.
Right. But if they were so poor they couldn't afford a pot.
Right.
That's where that saying came from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. All right. Yeah. Thanks, Ruby. Have a great weekend.
Is that when porta potties came along after that?
Huh? Well, I think that the porta potty, I think that comes from that concept of using a pot.
Yeah.
I think.
That's about as much potty humor as we want to use here.
That's right.
I think, Ed?
There wasn't really anything funny about it, so there wasn't any potty
humor.
It's
just a matter of fact.
It was just a potty discussion.
Exactly, which we need to move on from.
Okay, and we're going to move on from that discussion to Arkansas, and Kathy is on the line. Kathy, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I can do both.
Okay, which question you want to try to answer?
I'd love to try with how many books of the Bible have red letters, but I think I'm wrong, so I'm not.
Okay, sure. All right. What else you want to take a shot?
I can tell you when the Civil War ended.
All right, that's Tim's question.
When did the American Civil War end?
May 13th, 1865.
Yeah, I had the year. I didn't know the day. So at May, what did you say?
May 13th.
1865 is correct. The Civil War lasted from 1861 to 1865. And was that when they met in Appomattox, rather, Virginia?
Yeah, I think so.
That was General Lee and General
Grant,
right?
Appomattox Courthouse.
In Virginia.
Right.
Anyway.
Kathy, did you have a question for us?
I do.
All right. Go ahead.
Several months ago, you guys had a trivia question about John F. Kennedy, and I tried very unsuccessfully to get in because it would have tied right with it. So I've been saving it all this time trying to get in.
Okay.
So what was the last public official act of John F. Kennedy, his last public appearance of John F. Kennedy before he was assassinated?
Huh. What do you got? You guys know that, he's riding in that open vehicle.
Probably know it.
I think it has.
Hey, you're breaking up a little bit, Kathy.
They don't have to get personal, JJ. she's trying her best. Okay. Life brings its own problems. We all don't deal with them like you do. I want to say this was at Arlington National Cemetery, and he said, I could live here, I could stay here forever. And it was John F. Kennedy looking out over Washington, D.C. That's a very scenic place to be, where Arlington House is.
But now he was shot in Dallas.
True.
So you think he flew in there?
Well, I'm just thinking of a bit of irony.
Yeah.
Here, that he talked about. He talked about staying here forever, and then he was assassinated. So I'll go with that. What is the answer?
Well, that's a good story that I had never heard.
Mm-hmm.
But the last official public act, the last official public speaking that he did, was the dedication of Greer's Ferry Dam in Heber Springs, Arkansas, my hometown.
Wow.
Oh, huh. All right. Did not know that.
A bit of history there.
So I hadn't heard either of those stories.
Was that on the way to Dallas?
No, it was a couple weeks before, but that was his last public speaking event. Now, he probably was seen in public prior to that, but the last official appearance that he did was the dedication of the dam.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy.
The reason he was buried at Arlington Cemetery is because he didn't make that comment upon visiting Arlington Cemetery and going to the view at the Arlington House, which is the home of Robert E. Lee. John F. Kennedy said, I could stay. This is so pretty, I could stay here forever.
Aren't all presidents buried in Arlington if they choose? They don't.
Oh, if they choose, maybe. Yeah. That's a good question.
I don't know.
They are eligible.
Yeah,
if they want to be. That's a good question. By the way, I guess I could go with Post cereal. They make Honey Bunch Oats. I guess I'd give them a try.
You could? Huh?
Give them a try and see.
Maybe give a boost to your spirits a little bit.
Yeah.
There's a deal. Tim's having a problem there grieving over the Kellogg cereal that they don't make anymore. Well, the truth of the matter, they're still making it at a plant in Mexico. But the water that they use is rough on your colon or your semicolon, whatever the case may be. Now, it's the same cereal, but it's a little bit suspect, and I wouldn't be obliged to endorse it.
All right, well, we appreciate that, brother.
And that's yet more jobs, yes, more American jobs taken. No, I'm just
see if NAFTA can kill that. All right, we got to give the answers to our question.
All right, a red letter edition of the Bible has the words of Christ in red. How many books in the Bible actually have the words of Christ in red, gentlemen?
I think six.
It is six. Four Gospels, the Book of Acts, and the Book of Revelation. Very good. A person from Kansas is called a Kansan. What do you call a person from Nevada?
Nevadan?
A Nevadan or a Nevadian?
Nevadian.
Wait, Nevadian? That's in Rome.
Went in Nevada.
Went in Nevada. Do what the Nevadians do. All right, what continent does the aardvark live on?
North America, right?
South America. That's South all America. I got.
You mean they've come up here from South America?
Well, we don't have aardvarks up here.
Oh, we don't at all in North America?
No, unless they escape from the zoo.
Rich, armadillos.
Armadillos we got.
First cousins.
Rich Froning, Matt Fraser, Catherine David's daughter, they're associated with CrossFit. The other one, how many feet is a fathom?
I don't know.
Six feet.
Okay.
And then if you suffer from pantherophobia, you suffer... Your fear is of your mother-in-law. Pantherophobia.
A lot of husbands have that fear.
I'm not going to say a word about that one there. What did the crocodile swallow in Peter Pan? The alarm clock.
Hey, President Trump's going to be in Ohio tomorrow. He's not going to be at the fairgrounds. It's been moved to the high school.